Okay, guys, so this is a recorded phone call for clients of FFBC, and we are going to do the recorded phone call right now. It's 9:20 p.m., and we are going to go question, answer. I'll try to be as clear and concise as possible, and if you need me to clarify, just say, hey, Mitch, I don't understand what the hell you're talking about. Please clarify, and I will. So this is a free-for-all. This is you guys ask me whatever you want, and if you don't want to ask me something, I'll give you just some general rundown of what I think your mindset should be when it comes to nutrition on top of the workouts. So the workouts are done for you. They're great. They're effective. Trainers are great. You do not have to worry about the workouts. If you show up, there's no need to even go over them because that's one-third of the pie completely covered. And I want to cover maybe the cardio portion and the nutrition portion. So with that said, Rebecca? Allie? Anyone? Who wants to ask the first question?
I had a question about the carb cycling.
Go ahead. That's the first question. Okay, first question, carb cycling. Go for it.
I was just wondering if it worked because I'm doing like the no carb diet, and I was just wondering if it's good to go from eating no carbs to carbs back to no carbs again.
Okay, love the question. Pretty big topic that's out there. So let's simplify it because, you know, quote unquote, every quote unquote diet out there works if one follows it. The only issue that we have to address is the diet going to be comfortable and is it going to be long lasting? Because if you're going to do anything that's going to sort of not be your lifestyle, it's just a matter of time before you fall off the edge, and then the question becomes, well, what happens then? So let me ask you a question because there's a certain, like, there's a couple of ways people do carb cycling. Sometimes they do it wrong, sometimes they do it right. So let me ask you, like, can you just give me an overview of what you're doing, like, over a 7-day cycle? Are you doing, like, 3 days no carbs, 3 days high carbs, or are you just cutting out carbs completely? Like, just give me a little history on it so I can answer the question best.
Well, like, this first week I've been eating, like, no bread, no pasta, no fruit. I've had, like, a little bit of carbs, like nuts, but mainly I've been eating, like, nuts, like meat, cheeses. Like, that's all I've been really eating for the past
week. Okay, so, like, meat, cheese, salads, vegetables,
yeah,
healthy fats, nuts, almonds, protein bars, low-carb protein bars, protein shakes. All of that's on the table as okay. You're just avoiding the general starchy carbs and fruit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you want to know if that's, like, good and healthy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you another question. Did you just start that this week? Like, is this, like, day 3 or 4 or something?
This is day, like, 9.
Okay. Can I just ask you before I answer the question, like, how are you feeling right now, and what are your results as far as, like, you, your energy levels, your focus, and how you sort of feel in the, you know, the tummy midsection jeans area over these first 9 days compared to what you felt before?
Oh, I feel, like, so much better. Like, I have so much more energy, and I've lost 3 pounds already. And
wow, congratulations.
Yeah, I can definitely tell in my stomach area. I can definitely feel it. But I've been going to boot camp as well, so I'm not sure if that's, like, part of, like, the boot camp, because I've been going regularly, like, 5 times a week.
It's both. I mean, it's the synergistic effect of doing what you need to do at the same time. I think there's so many people out there who, what they'll do is, I mean, you see this all the time, right? It's like Planet Fitness Central. It's like any gym central. People go for hours on end, right, for 30 days, and they eat like crap, and they don't watch their food. And then guess what? At the end of the 30 days, it's like, you know, no results. And then they quit, and they say, gyms don't work. Okay, well, no, because you have not taken into account that you have to, you know, follow a nutrition plan in addition to working out. Then there's the other half. Then there's the other women who, they don't work out at all. They don't recognize the importance of, you know, toning up. And they don't want to move their bodies at all, and they just crash diet. And while that initially might have, you know, some sort of false results in the beginning, you know what happens, right? Like, you know, major cravings, can't take it anymore. They binge, they gain all the weight, black plus 10 pounds. It's the definition of the yo-yo diet. So the fact that you're doing both the workouts and this lower-carb diet is perfect. And out of that 3 pounds, I would actually say because of the way that you've described what your last 9 days has been like, which I'm assuming is several boot camp workouts and a low-carb diet, not starving yourself, but eating from healthy fats, greens, and protein, correct?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely snack, too. I mean, I definitely, like, whenever I feel, hungry or if I have cravings, I'll definitely, like, snack and have, like, healthy meals and healthy snacks.
Can you give me, like, one or two snacks, maybe, like, to help the group that's going to hear this on the recorded call, like, what you may go towards?
Well, like, Trader Joe's, they sell, like, these prepackaged nuts. Like, they're already portioned out, so that's what, like, I'll grab one of those. And then if I'm still hungry, I'll grab, like a small mozzarella cheese stick or, like, one of those small Baby Bell cheeses. So, like, stuff like that. But I'm not doing the fruit, so I don't know if I should incorporate fruit soon into my diet.
Okay, it's just a great first question, just an overall, first of all, you're doing everything right. Let's just start there. Congratulations.
Okay.
One, you're seeing a result. Two, I'm telling you right now, the result is I'm sure 2.5 pounds out of that 3 pounds is from pure body fat because you're actually doing it right.
Okay.
You're expending calories from the workouts. You're probably burning 400 or 500 calories every fifth-figure boot camp workout, and that's not including the elevated metabolism that takes place for 24 to 48 hours after the workouts are done. So you're changing your body composition. You're changing the chemistry of your body. Metabolism's increasing. Your what you are burning, what you are expending is increasing because you're going to boot camp, and what you're taking in is less because you are on a lower carb, and whether you know it or not, you're on a lower calorie diet right now than what you were probably eating the last, you know, 2 or 3 weeks before this. So you're doing everything right, and I have to be honest with you, that's the way I kind of eat in general, and that's actually my entire lifestyle plan. I'm not a big bread person. Like, when I'll have a cheat meal, sure, you know, I'll have bread when I'm having a cheat meal, but it's not on my grocery list. It's not a staple. I just don't like the bloat that's associated with bread and all of the evil stuff that comes along with the bread, which is like butter, which is like sodium-filled cold cuts, and, you know, all the other stuff that happens when you say bread's okay. It's just not in my diet. Now, as far as fruit's concerned, because I know that you had asked that question, of course fruit is healthy. But in general, on a lower-carb diet, especially when one's goal is fat loss, it just should be monitored. I don't think there's anything wrong with having a fruit per day. You know, I personally have, like, blueberries, like a half a cup of blueberries, maybe, like, 2 or 3 times a week. But, yeah, there are whole days where I go without fruit because most of my diet is healthy fats, lean protein, and greens, whether it be from vegetables and salad. So everything you are currently doing right now, I think, is correct. Don't be upset or think that you can't throw in an apple or blueberries or something of that nature. Just make sure that that fruit is on the lower end of the glycemic index, i.e. strawberries, blueberries, or apples, as opposed to things like pineapples, which is just too high in sugar, and it's just not good for fat loss, because the main thing with fat loss is you want to keep your blood sugar levels low and stable. Low and stable and steady without any kind of, like, peaks. Because for every peak, there's a valley. And when you go on a high blood sugar spike, it's going to be followed by a low blood sugar spike. And what happens when we're in that valley of low blood sugar spike is we get moody, irritable, hungry. Even though we're not really hungry, we feel hungry because we want to raise our blood sugar back up, and we go for more sugar. And that's the cycle, and that's why there's such a big obesity and diabetes epidemic in America, both preventable diseases, for lack of a better term. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I had another question. How would you, like, suggest, like, fighting those sugar cravings, though? Because I still get them. Like, I'm still craving sugar a lot.
Okay, it's a good question. I don't think you should be on a zero carbohydrate diet. I like the term low, but low is relative. Like, you know, what low means to you might be different for someone else as far as, like, total grams. So, you know, use your judgment. Of course, if you feel like you want to have, like, some you know, blueberries, you can do that. But let me ask you a question. When you feel like you're craving something like sugar or something, and you go towards that nuts or the cheese, does that craving kind of go away?
Well, temporarily, but then it comes back again.
like 2 hours or something, you crave it again, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's like a two-part answer to your question, and then I'm going to stop you for a second, and then we'll see if someone else wants to ask a question, and then you can come right back to you and
okay.
Answer more questions. So it's a two-part question. First of all, you're working out, okay? So you're definitely burning through fat. You're burning, you know, burning glycogen, which is stored muscle stored sugar inside your muscles. So you certainly can have some fruit and some carbohydrates. Okay, now let me ask you this. Are you tracking your calories on MyFitnessPal? Like, do you know how many grams of carbohydrates you're having per day, or are you just going, like, just low and you're not tracking?
I haven't been tracking. I did it today, though, just to see, like, get an idea of where I was, and I was pretty
low. Oh, yeah, tell me the number.
On the carbs. I think it was only, like, 14% carbs. I'm not sure.
That's pretty low. I think 20 to 30% diet of carbohydrates is fine. So I'm assuming you only have like 30 or 40 grams of carbs?
Yeah, it was
from a gram standpoint.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't that.
You can is that kind of accurate?
Yeah.
You can go higher. I mean, there's nothing wrong with going just as simple as adding a
Melissa Purdock.
Hey, you there?
Yeah, I don't know. I got disconnected.
That's okay. It's technology. It's nobody's fault.
Yeah, I did too. Sorry.
So you're on 30 or 40 grams of carbs, right?
Yeah, around there.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
yeah,
probably like a little less. But,
so here's what I would do. I mean, there's no problem going towards 75-80, okay? The brain needs between 50 and 60 grams of carbohydrates a day to function. So you are probably going a little bit too low to the point where your brain is really like asking you for just a little bit more. Not too much more, just a little bit more. And literally one fruit would take care of this whole issue.
Okay?
So try to bring it actually up in the 60 to 80 gram range and then see if those immense cravings go away, which they probably will. And by the way, keep in mind, you know, I believe in flexible dieting. So if you're doing so damn good, you know, and like every 5 days or 6 days or whatever, you know, you go off the handle and you have bread or you have pizza, you have pasta, okay, it's not going to kill you and disrupt your results if you are good 80 or 90% of the time. First of all, if you believe in flexible dieting and you know that there's going to be a day that you're going to go like wacko nuts and you're going to have like a bad meal and or a bad snack, you don't have to have 5,000 calories that day. You can probably just go up 400, 500, 600 calories from what you're used to and feel completely satisfied and not have another urge for another 3, 4, 5, 6 days. You just want to track it and plug it into MyFitnessPal and say, oh, okay, I had all these carbs, you know, here, so I'm done with carbs for the day. And then you just, you know, for the rest of the day, back to your regular eating, lean, green, high protein, high fat. But don't ever think like there's a food or a thing that you could never eat again for the next 3 months until you reach your goals. It's a mindset for failure. I mean, yeah, you can have your burger, you can have your bun, you can have your pizza. Just throw it into your diet and make sure that you track that food even when you're cheating so that you know, hey, I only was over 300 or 400 calories today. I was bad. I admit it. I was a bad girl today. I had some cheesecake. I was supposed to be on 1600 calories and that 2200 calories. Well, guess what? You could make it all up over the next 3 or 4 days by just going 100 calories less in the next 3 or 4 days. You know what I mean? It's what your total is over the course of 7 to 10 days that's going to cause fat loss from a mathematical standpoint. So if you screw up, and I do, and you're 200 calories over than what you're supposed to be, then guess what? The next day, you're 100 calories less. And the day after that, you're 100 calories less. And then guess what? You're even. And that cheat meal that you had that you enjoyed so much, and you should, doesn't affect your predictable and consistent fat loss at all. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense.
Okay, because there's a lot of people that have the mindset of like, I'm going to be perfect for 6 whole days and stare at nothing but broccoli and chicken. And then on the 7th day, they go so crazy, they eat like 20,000 calories, and they actually like ruin their diet because the amount of calories they ate on day 7 was so much more that even because they were good for the first 6 days, over the course of 7 days, they evened out to not being able to lose any fat or weight because of the amount of excess calories they had on day 7. Don't wait to get to the point like that where like, you know, you're Godzilla and you're so ravenous and nothing's going to stop you. Do you feel like having a cheat? A little cheat, even if it's every day, like you can have it as long as it's within the confines and the context of it fitting your macronutrient profile. So you know, when you track MyFitnessPal, you know that, you know, about 20-25% or something like that of your diet should be from carbs, and you know like 40% should be from protein or 35%, and the rest should be from fat. So you can plug little treats in almost on a daily basis, because fat loss is all about two things: the total number of calories you're taking in, it's strictly math, okay? And if you want to look a certain way and feel a certain way, you have to make sure those calories are coming generally in the right macronutrient profile, meaning that there's a good amount of protein, a good amount of healthy fat, and you want to keep the carbs relatively low. I mean, everybody can lose fat on a 1,400 calorie diet, but if one person's having 1,400 calories of all Twinkies and one person's having 1,400 calories of chicken and, you know, and almonds, you know, which person do you think is going to look better, feel better, and perform better? Obviously, the person who's eating healthier. But with that said, you don't need to eat perfect or anything close to it. You just have to be flexible with yourself and say, hey, I'm allowed, you know, 1,400, 1,500 calories a day, says Mitch, and here are the grams that I have to hit every day. Hey, and if there's some grams left at the end of the day that make you want to have a healthy choice chocolate bar or a small little Klondike bar, and you can have that, and you can plug that in without going over your, you know, allotted calories, then do it, because that's your lifestyle. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Good, good. I just trying to avoid the all-or-none philosophy of perfect, which is inevitably going to fail, and then, oh, screw it, I'm a failure, and then complete and total overeating and then feeling guilty and bad about yourself like fat loss and weight loss is just not for you. It's not in your genetics. It's not meant for you. You know what I mean? If you have the lifestyle of that sort of middle-of-the-line approach of saying, like, you know, I enjoy healthy foods, and I know healthy foods are good for me, but every once in a while I want a Klondike bar. Every once in a while I want to, you know, have a half a pint of ice cream. Or hey, I love red wine, and there's nothing you're going to do about it. And on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I have a glass of red wine. Fine. But just know that it's, you know, it's 25 or 30 sugars or whatever. And you know that that day, if you're allowed 80 carbs, then 30 of it's coming from wine. You know, that's okay. As long as at the end of the day you're in a caloric deficit, you will lose fat at a predictable, consistent level. And as long as you're coming to boot camp, you're going to build lean, toned, sexy, hard muscle. So when you lose fat, you're not just losing fat and staying soft. You're losing fat and adding hard, toned lean, metabolically active muscle to your body, which gives you that ultimate, hey, what the hell are you doing, girl, fit figure. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
So keep going. I mean, does anyone else on the line for another question, or do we lose everybody?
I do.
Who's
Hi,
this?
It's Melissa.
Oh, yeah. Talk to me.
All right. So this whole year, everything went to crap because I got out of a routine that I used to have. My new job has me traveling a lot. I am now like a road warrior. I'm literally in airports or putting together trade shows. They're 12-hour days, and it's been insane. So the working out fell by the wayside, and the eating right fell by the wayside. And it's hard, you know, when you're on the road and you're working with, like, so many different people, and people are just like, you know, oh, we're ordering all these foods, and or food just shows up, and you know what I mean? Like,
I certainly do.
Yeah, it's hard to control those things. And I used to go to a trainer, and we did 3 days a week and all that other stuff, and I was doing well. And then I wanted to see some faster results, so he said, do you want to go on Metafast? And I did. I went on Metafast, and I did those, you know, water things, water packets and bars and all that other stuff. And then I did the Lean and Green. And, you know, within the first 2 weeks of doing that, I lost 14 pounds. And I continued it, and I lost another 10, you know, and it was it actually.
Did you say you lost 14 pounds in 14 days?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, keep going. I just wanted to make sure that I heard that.
No,
right.
That's exactly, yeah, in 2 weeks, I lost 14 pounds. Now, and then after that, it was like the next week I lost, you know, it was like the first 2 weeks. Then the next week I lost 3. The next week I lost, you know, 4. It depends. It depended on, you know, what I was doing and what I was putting in and working out
mm-hmm.
with him as well as,
mm-hmm.
you know, doing it. And, yeah, there were some cheat days and stuff like that and, you know, whatever. But I can't do those on the road. I can't, you know, I'm not around, like, you know, a container with, you know, hot or microwave or something like that. So, like, a lot of those meals just didn't work for me anymore while I was traveling. And
yeah, no, I get you. I mean, well, why don't we do this? Say again?
Yeah, and I understood exactly what Allie was saying because he explained to me that, you know, the lower the carbs, your body gets into, I think it's ketosis or something like that. You know,
if it's too low, yeah, you run the, you know, if it's too low, you run the risk of immense cravings and, you know, just ultimate failure because you're going to, like, fail off it. You're going to be foggy. But that point, you know, that 50 gram to 80 gram a day for a girl, you know, even a little bit under 100 if you're working out hard is, to me, I still consider it a low-carbohydrate diet, and that's fine. It's just you don't want to go no carbs because then you just kind of don't feel
no,
good.
No, I know. But I honestly could not continue Metafast anymore because, like I said.
No, of course not. No, it's horrible. My stomach turned when you said 14 pounds in 14 days. Because literally,
no,
like, yes, it's possible from I'm stepping on the scale, and yes, my, you know, the number is 14 pounds less. Anything's possible. I think I even said this on the forum today. Like, I could help anybody lose 20 pounds. Just give me an axe and your arm. I'll cut it right off, step right back on the scale, and the number will be less. You know, to lose 1 pound per day, it definitely wasn't from body fat. It was a large amount from water and probably a good amount, unfortunately, from muscle, which unfortunately screws one's metabolism up and actually lowers your metabolism, making it harder for you to lose weight and lose fat the next time around that you become serious about it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, so what I need to understand or what I need to kind of get is, what do I do when I'm on the road? Yeah, like,
okay.
It's so hard. Yeah. You know,
all right,
like
so
said,
let's do this. What if I said to you, let's have a couple-minute conversation about what we could eat on the road that would be like a day in the life of you, not in a kitchen?
Great.
Yeah? Okay, so let's do something like that. So, like, you know, you wake up, you know, stressed out because you got a plane to catch or you got something to do. But let's say you're already where you're at. You're in your hotel and you wake up and like you got a long day ahead of you. Here's my go-to breakfast for when I'm in a huge freaking rush. And to be honest with you, even if I wasn't in a rush, I'd go for it because it's freaking fast, it's freaking healthy, it's freaking inexpensive, and I love it. So you tell me if you could do something like this. And be honest with me if you say, no, I don't like that. Like, you know, that's not my taste, we'll come up with something else. Okay. So what I do for breakfast is non-fat or low-fat Greek yogurt from Whole Foods. Wallabies, I think, is the name of it. It's like, it's just really good. In a bowl, I just dump it in a bowl. Either I get the, single ones or I'll get the big one, but I'll weigh the big one because I want to make sure that I'm, not overeating. So I'll have Greek yogurt, like a serving of Greek yogurt, a big, heaping, nice serving of Greek yogurt. I'll sprinkle it with cinnamon. I'll put a handful of honey roasted, and yes, I'm saying honey roasted. It doesn't have to be plain almonds, I like to live my life. Honey roasted almonds, a handful of it right on top. A little stevia, and a nice pouring of cinnamon, like ground cinnamon, right up, mixy mix, boom, 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 and then I'll even have one scoop of chocolate whey or egg white protein powder in a shaker with 8 ounces of water. It's like 35 grams of protein, it's like 15 grams of fat, and it's under 10 carbs. It takes me 30 seconds to make, it takes me 5 minutes to eat, and there's no cleanup, and there's no kitchen, and there's no eggs. Is that something that would be possible for you? I'm not even saying the protein powder if you don't need it, but just that sort of Greek yogurt with the honey roasted almonds, cinnamon, and stevia. Is that something you can do?
It really honestly depends on, where I am. I literally get off a plane, and I could be in Barcelona, and then I'm there that night, the next morning, it's 7:30 in the morning, and I'm in, the thick of, getting the trade show together. And I'm at the mercy of what's at the hotel.
Right.
And, it is hard. It's hard to, run around and try to go shopping because sometimes hotels don't have the refrigerator where I can bring my food into. Or do anything like that. So I am literally at the mercy of things that are around.
What's there?
Exactly.
Okay. So let's do option two. So okay. If you can do Greek yogurt, great. If it's there, if you can find it in a little shop, if it's at breakfast, terrific. You can, you can go for it. You can, buy some mixed nuts, throw it on top of the Greek yogurt, you're done. Let's just say you literally are going from your hotel to you better get something out of your purse, take a shower, and go. What about something as simple as a Quest bar? Like those Quest low-carb protein bars, the high-fiber, high-protein low-carb bars that I love and recommend in cookies and cream. Can you do that?
That helps me. See, that's the type of stuff. Because seriously, when I wake up, I'm up, and I'm on the floor, and I'm putting it together from 7:30 till 8:30 at night. And what happens to...
Okay, so then let's do that. Let's even keep it, we'll keep it more simple. So you're going to do a Quest bar for breakfast. The worst thing you can do is, have coffee. You can have coffee, of course, but have coffee, go 3 hours, get sort of sucked into the mix of things, and then wait until your hands start shaking at 12:30 because you got to have lunch. So,
yeah,
familiar laugh. So don't do that. Have your Quest bar. You get in fiber. You get in 20 grams of protein, which is going to feed your muscles and start increasing your metabolism, give your body the green light, say, hey, this girl's not starving me. Let's go burn fat for the whole day for her. Let's work for her instead of against her. Have your Quest bar in the morning. If you want to have it with a handful of nuts, you can. But if the Quest bar is, enough for you with a cup of coffee and a bottle of water, could you do that for breakfast?
Yes, I can.
Okay, done. So we're in the middle of things. It's 11:30, 12 now. We've been up for 5 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours. We're getting a little hungry. Time's getting away from us. But you can't quite leave to go
and
to lunch
yet.
And
they're bringing in lunch. And bringing in lunch means they're bringing sandwiches. They're bringing pizza. I mean, we're just all – they're just throwing that stuff. They don't ask what do you want.
They don't ask, right? So there's no salad platter with grilled chicken on it coming out.
No.
Not happening.
And I'm not saying that. In some cases, yes. that can happen. But at the end of the day, you know, it basically is, you know, this is what we got. This is what you're working with.
Okay, well, let's take the worst case scenario, and then we'll change it to the best case scenario.
So I think what I want to know is, what can I bring with me that doesn't require a microwave or a refrigerator? You know what I mean?
Or refrigeration.
Yeah.
Okay, so step two. And again, this is, again, extreme situations, because, of course, I like whole foods over, you know, supplements and protein bars and shakes. Those should be used as supplements to real food. But then again, this is a unique situation. So option two, this is your time for some sort of honey roasted almonds, peanuts, walnuts, trail mix. I would even throw in, like, trail mix with some raisins, even though it has carbs, because you're still going to be low carb even if you have raisins and, you know, in your nuts to make it trail mix, because your breakfast is low carb. You're probably sweating your ass off because you're working 4 or 5 hours. You're moving around.
Yeah.
You could easily do trail mix, and if that's not enough for you, you could even add something like polio string sheets, which I don't think needs to be refrigerated. You could even go so far as taking, and I do this, you know, a scoop of protein powder, chocolate or strawberry, and just put it in a little plastic container. I have like a million plastic containers in my house and a little Ziploc bag. There you go.
Yeah,
25 grams of protein down the hatch, and then start having your trail mix. And you can have both of them together as your lunch, the protein powder with water and the trail mix. Could you do that?
Yes, I could. I could literally put a Ziploc bag together that I take with me and find water, and I have my own shaker as well. So
exactly, you got the shaker box. So you're good. So half the day is over. You haven't screwed up. You have two meals of high-protein, healthy fats. Everyone else is gaining weight, and you're feeling good and energized. If you want another cup of coffee, if you have coffee, you can totally have that. Now, let's move from there to what happens next.
What happens at dinner? What happens at dinner is we literally have like a half hour, you know, while we're setting up or even closing down. Half hour.
Okay.
Everybody at that point is just like, all right, let's just find a place, grab a burger, grab pizza, grab this, grab that.
Okay.
And I've done and I've been in places where I can go and grab the salad. But again, this is, you know, I'm a road warrior. I'm out there, like, it's a lot. I'm out there for a lot of hours.
You. All right, I'll stop you right there. Can you do this? And again, I probably do this 3 times a week. People think like, oh, like you can eat that on a quote unquote diet. Yes, you can have this. This is your lifestyle. And again, it's not about being perfect. It's about just making a better choice when presented sometimes with the worst of two evils. Okay. Go have your burger, but just say, you know, have your burger, and you could even have your cheese on your burger if you want it. And you just say this. This is what I always say. Just no bun, and can you substitute the fries for the salad? I might have said that 9,000 times over the course of my life. You know what the waiter says? Sure, no problem. So you have your side salad, which is filling, and you have your burger and no bun.
I agree, and I've done that a couple of times. So
You know what? It's so easy for you to say it. It's just as easy as it for you to say, screw it. Because what happens is if you have a bad day, like if you don't have the breakfast and lunch that we're, you know, talking about right now, and you say to yourself, well, I already fucked up today. Might as well go for the home run. So, yeah, I'll have the fries. Yeah, I'll have the bun. Because the mindset is I've already screwed up and lost it. So let's just start over again tomorrow.
Yeah, I wake up. I just have coffee. I'll have water. I'll throw in a diet soda. And I don't eat anything until literally like 3-4 o'clock. I'm like, okay, I'm friggin' hungry. And
if I didn't eat till 3 or 4 o'clock, I could probably go through 10 slices of pizza and without breathing
because I'd still be craving carbs. I still don't think I'm that bad, because I'd be like, all right, I'll get the veggie burger or the turkey burger. I'll pick on some of the fries. I will get a salad. I think my whole thing is I haven't been working out so much, and you know, I'm hoping, and I feel it, I totally feel it, that the working out is helping a lot.
But yeah. It really was.
You know, the toxins that come out of the freaking body when you sweat, no diet is going to get out the toxins and make you sweat like Fit Figure Bootcamp workouts. And what I used to tell people when I used to do one-on-one training, when people would say, oh, what should I do first? I do a diet or working out. I haven't worked out. I feel really bad. I'm the type of person that can't do both at the same time, even though we both know you have to, you know, you have to track your calories and work out at the same time in order to have a result. You got to do that synergistically. You know what I always tell people to do? I say, look, I get it. It's a lot. It's a lifestyle change. It's a lot on your plate. You know what I would say to people? Like when I used to do one-on-one training, I say, look, for the first 3 weeks, okay, I want you to not worry about the scale and the weight loss. I want you to just sweat out the toxins. I'm not even going to start talking to you about food and nutrition. Can you just come to me 3 times a week for 30 or 40 minutes for 3 weeks straight and get 9 workouts in? They'd say, okay, you know what? Great. I can do that. That's like, it's one thing at a time. I can do that. And what would happen is at the end of the 9 days, they would feel so good from working out that there would be like this residual weight loss and slight diet change and shift for the better without even me asking them to or telling them what to do. You know why? Because when you feel good from working out, you actually don't want to go to bad foods because you're just more mindful and aware that you've spent time and money and investment and energy in the workout, that you look at food now like, I don't want to waste what I did today on these freaking fries. And you start making these like subconscious choices, even if you're not quote unquote on a diet, where you're like, hey, you know what? I've just been going towards more healthy foods because you know what? Your body's smarter than you are. You know, your body knows what you need, and when you're in that mode of feeling good and sweating out those toxins, your body starts to go towards the right choices, even if you never read a diet book or you had someone tell you what to do. Does that make sense?
Oh, it totally does. And in all honesty, I talked to my office, people in my office the other day, and I said, you know what, you know, on the road and they keep throwing, you know, whatever, I think I'm going to have a little more authoritative voice and saying, I would like to have a salad. I would like to have that, you know, like you kind of go with where you are and you don't ask questions. And I'm going to be the one that's going to start asking questions.
You know what's funny about doing that? It's like the non-talked about thing, but like when girls go out with the girls or they go out with family, it's really weird. It's like there's the birds of a feather flock together thing. It's like it's almost like we're embarrassed to ask for a substitution.
Well, that's the thing.
That'll make us feel better.
They see, okay, there's 15 guys and 3 girls. So we're just going to throw sandwiches and pizza and this and that, and none of us, and the 3 of us would always turn around when we were always traveling going, I want a salad, but, you know, I get it.
It's a pressure thing. It's like, oh, screw it, you know, but you know what? You know, it's funny, like, no one is going to look and turn around at you and say, hey, what the hell did you do that for? Like, people, first of all, they're not even going to notice, but even if they did, they'd probably be like, you know what they'd say? I swear, and I've done this before, like with other people at the table who like haven't worked out in a while, and like I'll ask for substitution. You know what they look at me and say? They don't say like you know, like, hey asshole, you just embarrassed me. Like, why did you do that? Like, you're Mr. Fit guy. You know what they say? They look and they go, you know what? I should really do that. Can you do that on my plate too? Be the one that inspires others and don't let other people's bad habits get in the way of your dreams and goals because you're the only one that has them and you're the only one that's going to go for them. And it's not like anyone's going to get in your way, but they just don't know what's going on in your mind. And if you do that, I guarantee you it's like that little bit of positive energy spreads across the table and you're going to get another girl or two to say, hey, you know what, girl, like, you know, we're going to make a pact now. We're going to have the chicken salad for lunch every time. And you know what? That's kind of like the type of things you need to do. And like, it's the type of people that you want to be hanging around that are going to help you get to your goals, which is one of the cool things about Fit Figure Bootcamp. It's like, we're selective. It's like, we're not a Planet Fitness where it's like, hey, just come in. We don't care who you are. We hope you never show up. We, you know, 20,000 memberships and only 100 people show up, and that's great. We're a results-driven business, not a volume-driven business. And the only reason Fit Figure Bootcamp's existed for 5 years and gotten bigger is because of the results that we've gotten our clients, which is directly related to you guys. Because when we talk on the phone to people, we can tell if someone's not serious. I would just be like, hey, Fit Figure Bootcamp's not right for you. Let's not waste each other's time. When you guys coming in, there's a reason behind your coming in, and the fact that you're in a group of 10, 15, 20 women, along with the trainers, along with me, along with the group, it's like when you feel like you're going off the handle and you need to ask a question or questions, you see it. There's motivation left, right, up and down, and you fall back in line pretty quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I have to ask another question really quick.
Okay, well, you go one more, and then if there's someone else on the line, we'll give it to them.
All right, you mentioned Quest bars are good.
Yes.
You mentioned the peanuts and, you know, the almonds and trail mix, you know, depending on, you know, the raisins and all that other stuff. Is there something else that you could suggest that I could have in my pocketbook as I'm on my go, what I should be incorporating? Anything else?
Yeah, and I think you can go with a low glycemic fruit. I think you can throw an apple in that puppy and it wouldn't be a problem at all. Again, think about it. Think about what you're having. You're having a Quest bar. So far over the course of the day, you've had a Quest bar, maybe some coffee, some water, a diet soda, which doesn't even count. You've had some nuts. Maybe you've had a little bit of raisins mixed in with that nuts, and you've had maybe one or two scoops of egg white or chocolate or whey protein powder from wherever you get that from. I get mine from Whole Foods. You're at like 30 grams of carbs or under. So you could easily have another apple, which is non-refrigerated, low glycemic. Anything with skin is good because it's slow and it gives you extra fiber and it'll absorb in your body slowly. It won't give you a blood sugar spike. So something like an apple, even something like a pear, would be absolutely perfect. And then you've eaten three times over the course of your day where you would normally either not eat or make really bad choices. And then come
right.
Nighttime, you just have dinner, whether it be the burger without the bun and the salad.
Yeah.
If it's at an Italian restaurant, you can say, hey, give me the chicken Marsala Hero without the hero. And
yep.
You can have the chicken Marsala with the mushrooms on top. It's perfect.
That's fine. I can do the lean and green at night.
And you're cool with
that,
right?
Yeah, I'm totally.
And don't forget, you got some string cheese too. You got polio string cheese as another choice, which you can totally take with you anywhere you want, no problem.
Thank you very much.
This will make. Oh, one more thing. Give you one more. Go Lean cereal, and I'm not a huge cereal like guy for the morning, but again, if we're talking emergency situation, long days, non-refrigeration. Take a nice handful of the high-protein Kashi Goline cereal or even the Goline Crunch cereal, like a big handful, and put it in the plastic Ziploc bag.
And the Ziploc, yeah.
Yeah, yes, it has some carbs, but you know what? It's got more fiber, and it's got a nice dose of protein, and that will keep your blood sugar level nice and stable.
Yeah, I was going to say that would be good to nibble throughout the day.
Yep, and take two bottles of water and make sure you drink at least two or three bottles of water throughout the course of the day so you don't dehydrate and think that you're hungry when you're really just thirsty. You do that
yeah.
on the road. If that's your worst day, God bless you. You're going to be fine.
Thank you, Mitch.
Make sense?
Yes, totally does. Thank you.
All right, super cool. You can hang on if you want to. If you want to go, no problem. The phone line is going to be recorded anyway. I just wanted to get some questions and answers for you guys. But, you know, like I said, I hope this is helpful.
It is.
Well, cool. I say we do it again. Like another 2 weeks, we'll do it again, like at another random time, maybe on a weekend around 12, just maybe so other people who can't, you know, on the weekdays get to it. Maybe we'll do it on like a Sunday at 12. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Well, anyone else have any questions for me? If you are on the line, please go ahead and ask. I am a question answer machine right now. Going once, going twice. You're laughing. Anyone else? Last chance. If not, I'm going to record this. I'm going to put both recordings, the one that got dropped and this one, on the forum for everyone to listen to. And then in another week or two, I'm going to do another one, maybe even this Sunday, and see if I can get many people coming and asking these questions because, man, the dumbest question, there's no such thing as it. It's just a question that you don't ask is dumb. So just make sure that you ask as many questions as possible if you're just starting out, because if we nip the nutrition thing in the bud fast, results will come super fast. Going once, going twice. Okay, guys, awesome. Thank you so much for giving me your time. I will have this up for you on the forum by tomorrow late morning, and stay tuned for another one of these Q&A phone calls, live phone calls. The next one we'll do on Sunday, either this Sunday or next Sunday, about 12 or 12:30, and I will post that, and you guys will have that info. Okay? Have
Thank
a great
you,
night.
So
this
much.
Is Oh, you're welcome. This is Mitch from Fit Figure Bootcamp, mm-hmm. and, you know, remember, your goals are your goals, and no one's going to care about them except you. But if you care about them, no one's going to get in your way, and we're all here to help you. Have a great, great night, and I will talk to you guys soon.
Okay.
Okay,
bye,
thank you.
Too.
Bye, Allie.
You got it.
Bye.
Bye, guys.